want pig liver.
Can't think of anything right now.
No.
Okay, I think unless you've actually been around butchering some of these, you won't know. Did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the blood of a hog?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And have you ever heard of taking the juice from the hog's head and mixing it with cornmeal and making some sort of thing out of it? Okay.
Yeah, and who thought of that question?
Somebody who really knows the backwoods, I think. Suppose that you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good anymore. You'd say that
it was rancid.
All right. And what do you call that thick, sour milk? That
clabber.
And what do you call the stuff you make from clabber?
Cheese.
All right. Any special name?
Well, drip cheese, if it's still left in the sack hanging on the line.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way they make cottage cheese.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Out on the farm, now I imagine they have a technical process.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's very good. After you get the milk, after you milk the cows, what's the first thing you have to do to begin to get the milk prepared?
Put it in crocks and cool it.
Okay.
You don't pasteurize it right then, do you?
What do you call it when how you remove the impurities? And I'm not talking about pasteurizing, just getting the major impurities out of the milk. What is that called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How would you say that?
Strain the milk.
Okay. And there's a dessert that you can make by adding some sugar to fruit, and then you might put a crust across the top of it.
Cobbler?
Mm-hmm. And is that the only thing that you would call it? Does it have any other names besides cobbler?
Well, until you said a crust, it could be custard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, he sure likes to put away his...
Well, a slang expression is calories, you know, put away the calories.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. What do you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a dessert or something like that?
Syrup.
All right. And, let's see, another term, you might say, I'm going to put some blank on my pudding, some chocolate.
Chocolate.
Well, that might be one. You could put any number of things. If you prepared a special syrupy type of substance that's used to pour over dessert, what would you call that?
Oh, goodness. You use it on banana fritters. Not syrup. Anything. Not molasses. But we make it.
I'm really just thinking of a general term.
I don't know.
Okay. If you have a small meal in between regular meals, you'd say...
Snack.
All right. You might say, each day I have lunch, or I blank at noon.
I lunch at
noon. Okay. But if you don't use lunch, you say I. What's the other way of saying I'm taking in food? I'm
not chewing.
No. I blank lunch at noon.
Eat?
Yeah. Okay.
I eat lunch at noon.
Right, and you'd say yesterday I
ate lunch.
And you would say I have